Commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is the Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in this morning, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, happy Martin Luther King Day. It's a state and federal holiday, but I think the borough's closed, but the city of Fairbanks is open for business. And I have Melissa Burnett in the studio with me.
Radio station's open for business, too.
I was driving around town before I came over here. It's pretty quiet.
Yeah, I was. What was really funny was I was actually going to send a school board email out this morning, and I looked in the back window. I was like, oh,
there's
nobody over there today. I will leave everybody alone today. I'll be nice.
You know, as a real estate broker, I maybe don't go into the office on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. I come into the office literally every day. Radio doesn't stop, right?
Yeah.
One of us has to always come in. There's many of us throughout the day, even when we're off on a Christmas or New Year's or whatever it may be, we're always coming in. We're always checking to make sure that everything's up and running, that everything, the automation part of the station is functioning properly. No alarms are going off. We've got all kinds of timers and alarms and things. So.
But I appreciate the holiday because it's just nice and sedate.
Yeah.
It really is. So
it kind of like puts this whole like just quietness around, you know.
Martin Luther King was an incredible person, an incredible individual.
Yeah.
Deserving of a holiday. And
absolutely.
And even though I go out and do stuff, I still enjoy the day.
There you go. Well, and just so people know, with it being Martin Luther King Day, over at the UAFCTC right here downtown, they're doing a free legal advice today.
That's right.
10 to 4 going on. So been going on for like, an hour now? So going on till 4 o'clock today if you need pretty much everything. They cover everything. Divorce, family, support, Medicaid, Medicare.
Evictions.
Yeah, all the things. Housing, legal, whatever you need. If you need some, you know, you just want to go talk to a lawyer, you need some advice on something, go check out UAFCTC. It's over there. So that's some good things going on today.
You have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. Hockey.
Just don't.
Hey, we could talk football. Do you want to go there?
Just do it. Just get it out of your system.
Your Cowboys lost 48-32. 48-32, Pruse. Wild card round. They didn't make it out of wild card.
Actually, Melissa, did you watch the game?
I didn't.
At one moment, it's 27-0.
Oh, geez. At least you guys came back a little bit from
that. It was over. Yeah. They started, you know, the Green Bay defense started playing, let him catch it. You know, we're going to run the ball now.
Oh, goodness. I always think it's funny, you know, the wild card round with the playoffs. It's like all these teams that by the hair, by the skin of their teeth, they make it into the playoffs, right? And then they go and do that.
So I go to Tony's Sports Bar. I don't get
all the NFL stuff.
Not at all.
Right.
And you know, I really think the world of JD and Jory over there.
Oh, they're so great.
Yeah, and so
love JD and Jory.
So I go there and I got, you know, the front seat.
Yeah.
You know, girlfriend next to me. She's not a football fan, but she's going to root for
Dallas.
But
she's there, yeah.
Myself and another very close friend next to me, he's an Eagles fan. The bartender, she's a Dallas fan. Then the other 30 people are all for the Green Bay Packers.
Of course they are.
They're all in shirts.
All in Green Bay stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. talk about a green out. We're talking about having a ride out at, you know, at AT&T Stadium. No. It was a bomb out.
Yeah. No. What was crazy was my Steelers were supposed to play the Bills. Did you see that storm in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, anyway, they're going to be playing today now. Here, about an hour or so away, they'll start playing. But, man, talk about some horrible weather going on over there. Maybe your Cowboys, that's what they needed, the weather to come in.
You know, so me being me, you know, I said, you know, I've got all my homies from my college days, about 12 of us on the stream. And, of course, I'm the stupid one by saying, you know, at like 12:15, saying, go Dallas.
Of course.
And so, of course, I'm the only Dallas fan
of course.
The stream.
Yeah.
And so about at the halftime, I'm going, you know, I'm saying, hey, warming trend, you know, it's only minus 10. And then I'm getting these texts back from my friends where they live in the world now.
Yeah.
And like one of them's in Nebraska, it's minus 20. Another guy's up in northern Michigan, it's minus 40.
Yeah.
You know. And so I text, on Monday morning, I'm buying natural gas futures.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
That's so speaking of the weather down there, so I made a post this morning on Facebook and I had to laugh a little bit. My mom texts me about midnight last night. She gets up early. So in Michigan, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, right? And she sends me a text and she goes, oh my God, Melissa, it is 25 below right now. Take your weather back. And I wake up this morning and I look at my phone and I see this message from my mom. So I go and I check the weather and it's 9 above and I'm going, I sent it to my mom. She was like, how in the world, in the backwards heavens, does this work? I was laughing so hard. It was so great. I feel bad for the people in the lower 48 because, you know, given all the jokes aside, they don't know how to deal with this, right? But my mom is from Michigan. And if people in Michigan have not figured out how to put heat tape on their pipes and some insulation and maybe winterize their vehicles, well, Mom, you deserve everything you get.
There's two points in the winter where things break.
Yeah.
The first level is at 20 below.
Yeah.
Things break.
Things break.
The next level is at 40 below.
Things really break.
Things really break.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Including our will.
Yeah, our will to survive.
Oh, my goodness. But it's, you know, hey, what the heck?
Yeah. It is what it is. I think it's hilarious that they start freaking out down there. And they're like, Alaska, take your weather back. No, y'all can keep it for like a week.
So you know, literally about after the first quarter, I'm getting a lot of texts from friends.
I bet you are.
And family. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't get any better.
No.
It did not get any better. You know, like, going into the fourth quarter is like 32-3.
Well, you know that you're like in a party of your own, right? Like, I'm pretty sure you're the only person in Fairbanks who owns the Dallas Cowboys jacket.
And I'm the most important person in my party.
Party of one.
Yes. It's a big party. Oh, boy.
Oh, hilarious.
Here's the thing about all my Dallas Cowboys stuff. I've never bought any of it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'll give them to you.
Because people
got sick of trying to root for them.
No, Jen, who used to be here, she gave me the jacket you see me in.
Oh, nice.
Craig Compo got me a really nice jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas, there's always Dallas Cowboys stuff.
Yeah.
You know, people go down to Texas, you know.
And they get you stuff.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah. It's the same thing with all my Steelers stuff. I don't think I've ever actually bought a single thing Steelers, but I've got almost everything, and it's all come to me from people.
So yesterday, I was wearing this Dallas Cowboys sweater that I'd never worn before.
Mm-hmm.
And so this next Sunday, we're going to sacrifice it.
You're going to burn it?
We're going to burn it, sacrifice it. Give it back to the football gods.
Give it back to the football gods for a better season in 24-25.
Yeah. Well, a better ending anyway. Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here as I lick my wounds, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 10 above. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows level off around 6 above. Overcast skies. Snow likely tomorrow, highs level off around 26. Overcast skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Melissa, how about them Nanooks?
Oh, man, what a weekend. I did the clock on Saturday for the game, and let me tell you, what a game. There was one point, here's what's crazy, it was, the game was going pretty much so smoothly that, like, there was very long periods in between whistles. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good thing, right? The refs are letting the game be played.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was so many, like, minutes between whistles that, like...
People are getting tired.
Yeah, like, you know, the excitement comes from the in-between, but it was a lot of fun. So... End of regulation 2-2, Nanook versus UAA. We went into overtime. And again, at the end of overtime, no score. And so we went into a shootout, which went around twice almost with everybody. And Nanook's came out on top there, 3-2 at the end of it. It was a great, great game. Lots of fun. 80s night. VMAX down the hall, most people know he does all the... music announcing. And stuff, yeah, yep. And all the announcing for the Nanooks. And man, he had this playlist going because it was 80s night. It was legit. Man, even the refs were dancing. It was amazing.
So we won the Governor's Cup.
Yeah, yep. Well, we had already won it, so this was just a formality of us claiming it or whatever, but now it's in our hands again, 13th consecutive year. So, minus the COVID year when they didn't do it, but 13 years holding on to that Governor's Cup, and you can tell that UAA is getting antsy, and they're getting mad, and they want it, because, man, that game Saturday, I think that's the first time in a long time that UAA and UAF have tied like that.
Competitive.
Yeah, that was a very competitive game. So UAF needs to stay on their toes.
The toughest sports ticket to get in the interior, the toughest ticket to get, period, is to that game.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be interesting next year how it turns out. Hmm. I'm just saying, the Nanooks, they need to stay on their toes.
Eh?
You know? And then the Ice Dogs, you had them in town too.
How'd they do?
Wolverines were in town. Oh, got our butts kicked by the Wolverines. The Wolverines came ready. The Ice Dogs, they wanted to fight. Like 73 minutes of penalties. 73 penalty minutes in that game on Friday. It, like, absolutely insane. 73 minutes worth of penalties. What are you guys doing? Not playing hockey. Like, I love our dogs. They're young and they're scrappy. Like, play the game.
They got a new coach this year, though.
Yeah, he's great. I actually like the coach. Okay. We just have a very young, scrappy team. That's all it is. They're just young. They're learning. I think in another year or two, we're going to look a lot different, and they're going to really be on their A game. So they've got so much potential, those Ice Dogs do. They're just all very young. We lost a lot of our older ones. Hargraves is off in college. He was our good goalie that we had. You know, everybody has kind of signed their commitments and they're gone. So we've got a bunch of new rookies this year. So they just got to learn the name of the game and learn how to control the fight inside them and put some in the net.
And do you get a new roof at Anweene?
Yes, I'm excited for that. That got approved last week at the assembly meeting. So
you get a new roof at Anweene, but I don't get new windows here in this.
Yeah, because the kids are more important than you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
Here's the deal. I'm in a purple padded room.
Oh, goodness. Here we go.
North Korean equipment.
Now with North Korean windows.
I mean, even listening through my
you're a wine bag.
Listening through my headset is problematic. The windows leak.
Ay, ay, ay.
Construction this season, which means construction again
you're
next
season.
You're
too bougie for radio.
I am incredibly dependent on the environment I work in.
You have it so hard. You have it so hard. You poor thing, you. Poor David.
I'm a whiner this
time. You are a wine bag.
After yesterday's beatdown.
You're just wallowing in your sorrows. You're going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You got next year, right? There's always next year.
I need about 3 weeks with Dr. Phil.
Back to the roof, but
okay,
I'm actually excited about that.
Someone's getting something.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's getting something. And Anweene's our Title I school. So,
What's a Title I school mean?
So that's the school that gets more funding because we have more lower income families there. So Title I is federally funded due to poverty.
Anweene over
yeah.
in Aurora?
Well, that was because of the transition and when we closed Joy. So Anweene became Title I, and so that's where most of our poverish is in the elementary schools. And so it's Title I, which means we get extra grant funding for that. And because it's a Title I, we qualified for the energy grant, which gave us like $7 million to be able to replace the roof, which is desperately needed there at Anweene. There's a lot of issues going on there. So this is a very, very big thing. There will be a local contribution from the borough of about $400,000. I don't have the exact number. I think it was like $407,000. But they'll have that local contribution added into the grant and then be able, and they're looking at like starting this summer. So that'll be really good. It'll be really great for Anweene. We need it. It also comes with some light upgrades. So some lighting will get fixed in there as well, which if you've been in Anweene, the gym is yellow. It's the old lighting, right? Mm-hmm. So it's some very welcome upgrades coming to Anweene. It'll be great. So that'll help some of our issues, too. And I was very, very happy to hear that the borough went ahead and passed that in the KIP. And, yeah, it'll be a great thing for Anweene.
Good. You travel to Juneau.
I do. I'm going on Monday, actually. I'll be taking off 5 o'clock in the morning, headed to Juneau, just praying that, you know, one of my planes is not one of those fancy-dancy Max 9s that...
Bring duct tape.
Yeah. I'm bringing lots of duct tape. I don't have a window seat, so I'm okay. Yeah. And I'm in the front of the plane now. I used to be one of those, like, in the back of the plane. It's the safest spot. I'm riding back here. No, I'm a front of the plane rider now. So, I'll be going to Juneau next Monday. I'll be there for a few days. I'm looking forward to advocating and talking to our legislatures, our senators, our representatives on school funding. That's my number one priority on going there, school funding. We've got this Alaska Reads Act right now that... we are not in compliance with because we do not have the budget to be able to buy, to be able to pay the tutors.
Basically, the Alaska Reads Act is an unfunded mandate.
It is. It's an unfunded mandate. We can't get the tutors. We can't get the reading specialists. Yeah. We don't have the budget for any of it. So, you know, part of this is I know a lot of people like to
but
be.
But you gave the NEA a good raise.
FEA, not FEA. NEA.
Which is association with the NEA.
Yeah, it is. Here's the thing. We did. Should we have? Probably not, especially at the amount that we did. Mm-hmm. But our teachers were due for a raise. Our teachers needed to be taken care of. Was this exactly the way? No. But, I mean, it was a vote that I was voted out of. So this is the path. And now we are making up for our budget with that. So, yeah, a lot of our budget shortfall is due to the raises for our teachers. But when you look at our schools, our teachers are the foundation and the ones that are taking our students, teaching our students. If we can invest a little in them, I'm okay with that. You know, they are really important, and we have a lot of really good teachers in our schools, and I would hate to lose them. And that's really what it came down to. And maybe people look at FEA like they were wrong with that, but, you know, they did come out and they were like, you give us more money or we're striking. I don't think that we have ever been faced with that, where FEA said, look, we are going to vote to strike. And it looked like they were going to. And so the board kind of really, held us hostage.
When did they do it? They're going to strike, right?
During count, which would have really messed up funding. Oh, yeah. Well, and here's the thing, right? I mean, if you really want to make an impact, what do? You do it when it matters, right? When the most impact for what you want to prove can happen. So it would only make sense that they would do it during count. And that was also something I wasn't willing to let happen. We can't let our teachers strike, especially during count. We need to look at them. Yeah, there's some things going on that everybody's going to be upset about. There's always going to be something.
So the aftermath is, what's your budget deficit projected at?
$30 million. So now we got to come up with that. Couple school closures. That's what we're looking at. Which is funny. We got this update from our budget committee call.
You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you, sir.
I think was a great man.
Yes, he was.
One's a question. The roofing issue. Not denying that a building needs a roof. That's not what I'm saying. But I've never lived in a town that I've seen so many roofs being replaced. It seems so frequently or so.
Can I throw this at you?
Yep.
Look at where the architect comes from.
Yep.
And they're designing a roof not for arty conditions.
Yeah, well, I was just going to get to that. I was going to ask, is it because of that? And boy, it just seems like we throw a lot of money at that stuff. That's one thing. The other thing is, I have a friend who military, and they were up here. His wife taught for Fairbanks, and they left, and they actually came back up looking, you know, he's transferring back to Eielson. And she said, no, I'm not going to go back to teaching, because in the past, it was so dysfunctional. You know, I have a job. I don't have a job. I have a job.
Yeah.
She said, I just am not doing that anymore.
Yep.
And he's up here, and she's staying in Seattle and working.
Yep.
So I just wanted to throw that out. I could not be a teacher. No, I'm not even smart enough, for one thing. But I couldn't deal with, not the kids, the parents.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are just a product of the parents. And parents, you know, I don't get it. You don't want to pour into your kids and make them better than you are?
I say that all the time. We have a parenting problem out here right now.
You know? Yeah, and it's not just in Fairbanks.
No.
You also have what I call a spiral downward. You have 12,000, say, 500 students in the student body population. They get their funding on the amount of students. They've been losing students to homeschooling, to other programs every year that brings in a lesser amount of money. So that's happening at the same time, too.
Yeah. One last thing real quick, and I agree with you, David, on that 100%. I think you hit the head of the nail. I'm going to put this out. I usually never talk about what I do. I work for the bus department, school bus. And I would like people to think about this for a minute. We have people running the Reds every day. Every day running Reds on these buses. Now, these bus drivers call it in all the time and try, you know, so we can try to get them ticketed and stuff.
We got to pick it up here. We're going to be going into a commercial break, so pick it up. Right. Thanks, Rick.
My thing is I want people to think about this. If you hit a kid that's crossing, how are you going to feel? Please stop for those Reds is what I'm trying to say. I don't care about the ticketing. I don't want anybody hurt.
There you go.
Please take a second and stop for the Reds. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rick. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to do a little bit of Van Halen. I know who that's from.
Yes.
We have some Fox News, state news, commercial, and weather. And we will be back, but I'm going to give you a little Van Halen.
Feels so good.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Caucus Day in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds telling the Fox Business Network this caucus is not all about former President Donald Trump.
It's about who can step in on day one and really, you know, has the skill and the resolve and to just turn this country around and to reverse the madness.
Governor Reynolds has endorsed Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis for president. Candidates trying to sway last-minute voters, but they're facing record cold temperatures in Iowa. Senator Joni Ernst talked about why she won't be endorsing any specific candidate. She was also on Fox Business.
I am neutral. I'm welcoming in all of these candidates. I feel it's really important to allow the Iowa voters the opportunity to make their choice in the caucuses.
President Biden spending the day in Philadelphia marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day at a food bank, urging everybody to do some volunteering, calling it a day of service. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that no one was injured in an early morning shooting on Sunday at a Dillingham hospital, according to the Dillingham Police Department. Acting Chief of Police Craig Main said the shooting happened at about 6 a.m. at the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation Hospital. According to Main, the suspect fled the scene and was later arrested. The shooting suspect was also wanted in connection to an alleged arson in a home. Main said there were also no injuries from the alleged arson. In an interview on Sunday afternoon, hospital spokesperson Jennifer DeWine said a lot of things went right during the incident. Door locks prevented the suspect from fully entering the emergency room, and the hospital was staffed with trained security guards. The problem was this guy came back, said DeWine, who serves as the corporation's chief operating officer, but he still couldn't get in the building, but security acted appropriately. I reviewed the security footage along with others this morning. DeWine said the hospital is providing its affected staff time off as well as counseling services. Maintenance staff also responded to the hospital to clean up some of the damages wrought by the gunfire.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here with upper management, Melissa Burnett. But let's review the work environment that I have to work in.
Are we doing this again?
Who had to increase the temperature?
Me.
That's right.
It's cold in here. I'm cold.
You got leaky windows.
That 1 degree helped, though. I'm no longer cold.
Leaky windows.
Leaky windows, yeah.
Purple padded room with gold sprinklers in it.
Sparkles.
Outdated North Korean equipment. You know, I'm starting to speak Korean now.
You know, what's funny was when I share pictures on like the River page, or I share pictures on social media. I have a bunch of friends of mine who also work in radio down in the States and whatever. you're not wrong. We do have outdated old equipment, because I always get the comments of, oh my God, straight out of 1980. I'm like, but we just put these in here like 7 years ago.
I love the wood lacquered frame of the board.
Straight out of 1980. But here's the thing. Radio boards don't change much, right? You know? Yeah, it works. And honestly, these ones are really nice and pretty compared to the newer ones that you'll see these days that are like...
Your timer's been broken.
Yeah.
The headphones are somewhat off.
Yeah, but new ones look like little pieces of machine, and I don't like that. I like the pretty, you know, wood lacquered ones.
No, I'm just saying, fix the timing mechanism
here. Yeah, that's a Chris thing.
You know, fix the headphones, you know?
We need new headphones. You know, if people, it's like the, you know, when you're at home, if you got kids and like you have your vacuum cleaner, right? And the kids pull the cord from like way back and they pull it out of the socket. Instead of going up and like holding the base and unplugging it, they're stripping the cords, right? Well, it's like people in KFAR, they come in and they like tossle the cords around and they wrap them and they bunch them up. And it's like, well, you're ruining our headphones when you do that. Like, you got to take good care of our equipment, David Prues. David Prues.
It's on me, eh?
It's on you,
sorry,
eh?
Sorry, Craig Compo.
Craig Compo. Yeah. I will settle for blaming Craig Compo.
You know, Fairbanks, I get in here, and after Compo does his Fairbanks outdoor show, or whatever it is, his outdoor man, whatever, his half hour.
His half hour of Craig Compo.
Yeah, buy everything from Compo show.
Yeah.
I come in here, and this place is a disaster.
It is. It is. He leaves everything everywhere.
You know, I'll walk in and I'll say, oh, the light's on outside. He left the mics on.
Yep, that's Craig.
What was said over the airwaves?
Yeah. Well, luckily he doesn't come until Wednesday, so it's usually that
next Thursday. Then I'm gone. Thank goodness. Yeah, I gave him $100 to do that.
Yeah, of course.
Skip a day for me, Craig.
It's hilarious. And what's funny is I've made comments to him about that, right? And he's like, well, if you think this is a mess, you should see my desk.
Yeah, but Craig, you're sharing your desk with other people here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There's no telling him. Here's the thing. He brings us donuts, so I try not to harp on him too hard.
I don't get donuts.
That's because we eat them all. He brings us donut holes from the donut shop, and it's awesome. He's the best. He leaves things a mess, but he brings us donut holes that we don't share with you, so... I'm getting the glare right now. I'm just getting the silent glare.
It's a death stare. It is a death stare. There shall be retribution.
Should be repercussions.
There shall be. But we digress for a moment.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. How are the other radio shows going?
Good. I'm really digging the new night show I pulled in on the river. Steve Gorman rocks. I learned so much from him, right? Like, I mean, he was immersed in that world for 20 some years. So it's the things you learn.
He was a drummer with?
Black Crowes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a really interesting story.
Back in their good days.
Yeah. Now it's just Chris and whatever his name is, Robinson, and the brothers that travel around and... I don't know.
They're not producing anything new that's worthy.
They tried and it failed. And that's the funny thing. They tried and it failed because it's not the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
It's Chris Robinson. And most people are sick of Chris Robinson and his crap.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Black Crowes will never be anything outside of the Black Crowes. And that's just what Chris Robinson needs to understand. They built a thing, right? And sometimes when you build that thing, like Steven Tyler... will never be Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
He's Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And it will always be Aerosmith. You cannot take Steven Tyler and go be his own entity.
Or Joe Perry.
No, or any of them, right? There are just certain bands and certain musicians that when that's the product that you make and it's so successful, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are. You are the Black Crowes. You are Aerosmith. You are Guns N' Roses. You know, I think the only one that's ever been able to pull that off is Sammy Hagar.
On Friday, I told you to do something. What did I tell you to do?
I don't even remember. Friday was a long time ago, Prues. What did you tell me to do on Friday?
I gave you a directive.
You did. And I probably failed at said directive.
I said, listen to my...
Oh, your Fairbanks Foodie Show.
Yeah, did you?
No.
You're looking meek.
No. I could have lied, but I didn't lie.
You would have lost the quiz I would have given
exactly.
you.
I was like, I have two options here.
Just confess.
Just confess you to your sins.
Just confess.
No, I didn't listen to it. I know. I had, to be fair, I had a busy weekend of hockey.
I've really knocked out like 5 good shows in a row. And what happened was, I remember like in November, I did a show and it just wasn't.
Wasn't the greatest?
Just, you know, I left it saying, I didn't like that show myself.
Oh.
And yeah, and it was just me in the studio, you know, doing, you know, you got 24 minutes of taping you're doing.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's just me. And I thought, you know, I can never feel that way about a show again.
No.
So for 5 shows in a row, I mean,
just
bam,
went bam.
I brought it. I knocked out. And I told you to listen to that last one.
And then I didn't.
But guess what?
I will still listen to it tonight.
It's on KFAR Radio.
Archives.
Audio archives. Yep. That's right.
So you can still go listen to it, and I will after this show. I will go sit in my office, and then you can quiz me tomorrow.
And why do I ask you to do it?
Because I'm a good critiquer.
No.
Oh, why?
Because on Thanksgiving, you cook a ham.
Oh, yes. Oh, did you do a ham recipe?
No. I gave you how to do a turkey breast tenderloin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and how to cook it in yogurt.
Interesting. Well,
plain yogurt, yes.
What was funny was, what was it, your episode before last where you had me on your show? I was talking about my ham. Mm-hmm. I forgot my cloves and my recipe. I was so sad. I walked away. I was like, oh, I forgot to talk about my cloves.
No one gives the whole recipe out.
No one gives the whole recipe out. Yeah.
I just saved on that one.
But a turkey breast cooked in yogurt, huh?
Yeah. It was so moist.
Interesting.
400 degrees for
Greek
an hour.
Yogurt?
No. Regular Mountain House plain yogurt.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've done it before. You know, you go mad scientist cooking.
Yeah.
You know, and
does it break down?
The yogurt will, but what it does is it cooks it in moisture.
Interesting.
And so it does not dry out that turkey breast. And it cooks it through. It's like, you know, ceviche, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
like, so do you put it under? Do you put it on top?
What I do is I put a layer of yogurt down.
Okay.
I put my spices on that layer. I spice
a light spice.
I put a light spice on the turkey breast, both sides. Put the turkey breast down. Then I cover it in yogurt. And I put spice on top of the yogurt.
So you're kind of doing like you would with butter and a steak. But, yogurt and turkey. Mmm. Yeah.
And it's so moist and tender.
Yeah.
There's no dryness whatsoever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
I'm going to have to try that.
And it was something I went mad scientist and made up myself. Never saw it on a cooking channel or
never saw
a recipe or anything. Just something
you're like, this seems like it might be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, I did it for a dinner for Don Young and some friends. And I'm looking at this, I'm saying, the average age of the person going to this is between 72 and 78 years old. So I don't want to go heavy red meat.
Right.
I want to do something soft and tender and moist that they're really going to enjoy. And I had so many compliments from all of them on that. Then I also did a risotto, and I put it in romaine lettuce spears.
Mm.
So you had a different, you know, great risotto, but you had a different texture with that lettuce spear. It was really good. And
you make good risotto. I'm just trying to imagine that with the...
Yeah.
Interesting.
So on last Thursday night, it was the Saturday or Sunday before that. I cooked for 4 people, and the entire dinner cost was $20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, for 4 people, I got one tube of the turkey loin, which is over there at Fred Meyer's with all your other sausages and pork loin and stuff like that. So same thing. There's 2 in there.
Yeah.
And 2 is perfect for 4 people.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It is like $8.
I'll have to listen to your Fairbanks foodies now.
Yeah.
So, I'm like low-key hungry.
That's what I do to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break while she goes and gorges herself.
Yeah, eat something now.
We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Sometimes driving year-round in Alaska is more like maneuvering through an obstacle course than driving on actual roads. Snow and ice, water, gravel, and damaged roads? Ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. Alaska proven, Alaska tough. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 for your light truck, SUV, and CUV delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kim Driftmeyer, board-certified and fellowship-trained spine surgeon. With my military experience and specialty spine training, I've been helping Alaskans suffering from neck, back, and sciatica problems for almost a decade now. Our spine team here at McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine has seven spine care specialists, including Drs. Malcolm and Wright, who offer OMM. We provide epidural injections as well as regenerative medicine, have in-house MRI and physical therapy, and offer procedures in Fairbanks, North Pole, and even Anchorage. Walk-ins are always welcome and no referral necessary. McKinley, your Fairbanks spine care specialist.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to about 10. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow likely, lows level off around 6 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Back in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. And Al, thank you for the text for listening to my show on Saturday and saying it was a great show.
Al's totally sucking up, I'm just saying.
No, he's not. He's just letting you know that it was a great show.
That I missed out.
Yeah. And where's my Led Zeppelin in the morning?
I didn't play any this morning.
Exactly.
Because you gave me crap last time. I was like, I'm gonna make you have no Led Zeppelin for like the next three mornings now. Probably not. I actually think I'm playing Black Dog tomorrow.
It's not that I miss the song. I miss you sort of like putting in my face.
Yeah.
Here you go, Prue. Here you go, Prue. Led Zeppelin.
I did that. I did it again last week, and I was hoping like you were like your office lady. What's her name again?
Lauren.
Lauren. Yeah, I was hoping she was listening or something. Would have caught it. Every time Zeppelin comes on,
I get notified. my tribute.
It's your tribute. You know, it's for you, Prue.
You know, Fairbanks. You know, I'm going to my office between 6:30 and 7:15.
Yeah.
And I'm just not in the mood for Led Zeppelin.
And I play it.
Yeah, and you say, here you go, Prue.
Here you go, you know, get in the mood.
You know, You know, maybe after 10 o'clock, you know, when I've had some good coffee, you know, the caffeine's going.
I think that's what I did last week. It was at like 9:30 or something when I played it. And yeah. I said, it's after 9. I can play this, Prue.
Not that I'm the music police, but I do have a police force.
It's hilarious. Yes, you do have a police force. No, it's funny. I love poking fun and when I have a motive to do so. And it's great fun, right? To be able to poke fun at different people in town, you know, when something comes on or whatever. So my poking fun at Led Zeppelin is because of you, and I love it. And people love it because they're like, oh, she knows the mayor. Yeah, I know the mayor.
I'm his boss.
I'm his boss.
I put up with him. Listen to his crass comments about the work conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to him to complain all the time.
How's your son's hockey team doing?
We're doing. We just were down in Anchorage, so he's playing two different teams. We were just down in Anchorage last weekend. We kind of split. It was like we had played five games. We won two, tied one. It was good. We're very inconsistent. We're a bunch of moody teenagers, so very inconsistent.
Sort of like the Gold Kings.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
Not the Gold Kings, I'm sorry. The Ice Dogs.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, like, so we played one
dating myself.
Yeah, well, we played one team twice, right? And the first night, we let them put 60 shots on us, and we let them put six goals in. But then the next game that we played them, we only let them get 38 shots on us, and we only let them have one goal. You know, so it's like very inconsistent. So it can go either way with that team. The high school team's doing really good. We just took on North Pole last week. We're playing North Pole again on Wednesday. And then next weekend, Colony and Wasilla come up. So that should be a good round.
Now I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Looking at your gene pool and your personality.
Uh-huh.
How many penalty minutes has your daughter averaged?
So far this season, I think she's spent about 6 minutes. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, she's only playing on a house league, though. So it's like, it's a little bit different. They're not really calling too many penalties or whatever. Now, if you were really to split it up and actually call the penalties that should be called, it'd probably be more than that.
How many fights has she been in?
Two. she likes to go and just wait, like push people over. It's the funniest dang thing. She goes up and just knocks them down. I'm like, well, get that puck, baby. You do you.
I'm looking at the gene pool.
Yeah. Not surprising.
Looking at the gene pool.
Well, what's really funny is she told her coach that she wanted to try goalie. She wants to go try to get in the net and play goalie. Mm-hmm. And her coach looked at her and said, you're too good of a defense and you push people down. No.
let your wimpy brother play goalie.
So funny. Yeah. Well, and, you know, talking about my son who's playing goalie, he's become like this little beast in the net, and he fights people all the time. I go back and rewatch the videos from his games, and like you see, pushing and, you know, I call it running the credit card. You stick your stick up there between their legs and like hooking them on their skates. And I'm like, dude, you're lucky you're not getting called on penalties for that stuff. Like, chill.
Or getting a stick in your mouth.
Yeah, something. He's an aggressive goalie. And it's funny.
That's great.
It is hilarious. And his team, they back him up big time.
Greater Fairbanks Racing Association, you're the president.
Yes.
How's that going?
Good. We just set our schedule for the season yesterday and had a good first season meeting. We are looking at getting into place our shootout stuff, our racer that hopefully will be coming. We'll have hopefully hear back on that by next week or middle of February or so. So that'll be great for the shootout. We have decided this year to take a multi-track approach to the shootout as well, which means we're going to go into partnership with Thunder Valley and Kenai Raceway, and we're going to do like a joint effort for the shootout. And so we'll all have shootout attire and sponsors, and we're going to try to make it a big statewide. It is a statewide thing, but we want to make it more like, hey, we're actually all working together to make this a really cool statewide event. So we're doing that this year. Our season will be running a little shorter because of the way the calendar works out this year. So that was kind of really crappy when we were putting our schedule together yesterday. So Memorial Day and Labor Day are Memorial Day's later, and Labor Day is earlier this year. So Memorial Day, I mean, it's falling on the 31st, but the 31st falls on a weekend. So it's on a Friday and Saturday. And so that puts starting our race season on June 7th and 8th. So it's that next weekend, where usually the first and second would be that first weekend that we would start. So starting a week later, and then our season will be wrapping up the weekend before the end of August, because the end of August this year is Labor Day weekend. So, a little crazy. That gives us 11 race days, about three shorter than I would have liked it to be. But what do? You know?
Just enjoy it.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Exactly. We will be having rain out days this year, though. Last year, if we rained out, that was it. But we're going to make it work this year to where if we rain out on a Friday, we're going to race Saturday.
How many different classes do you have?
Right now, we have A stock, minis, lates, mods, sprints, and sportsmen. So right now we have six. I'm looking at a seventh because I would like to bring the Legends class back, or at least up here. They race down in down in Willow and down in Kenai. So I'd like to bring those back up here, maybe make it seven. There's a couple other classes I'm looking at as well. So maybe eight or nine eventually. It won't be this summer, but maybe in the next coming couple summers, we'll have at least maybe eight or nine classes up there. I would also like to bring back the kid stock races, where we have the little mini carts for the kids. So we'll see what happens over the next few years.
The Open North American.
Yeah, that's coming up real quick.
What is that?
I do believe that's in March, and it'll be really exciting. Starts over there at the Mushers Hall. And there are, if you don't know, there's like 50-some miles of trail in that whole Creamers Field area, that whole inside spot. There's like 50-some miles of trails in there. And so the Great Open North American will lead into those. We'll all take our positions out on the trail. We'll broadcast right here on KFAR. Always a great time. I love the Great Open North. And what's going to be great about this year is the way the weather is looking, the way the winter has been working, it's probably going to be warm and snowy. And snowy is good for the dogs. not so much the warm side, but hoping for a lot of good snowpack.
And the Yukon Quest.
That kicks off here in a couple weeks.
It's February 2nd. Yeah. First Saturday in February. It's downtown.
Yep. A big shout out to June Moore and her whole crew, because they are working hard and getting their stuff done. And a big shout out to everybody working on the Yukon Quest. And it's gonna be fun. I think there's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 different races. Maybe I'm wrong on that number, but there's a lot of them. They split up. They're not working. Canada, we split up our races, so we've got our races.
Along. They don't get along.
Not right now. Yeah. Not right now. I would like to see that change eventually.
Yeah. Philosophical difference. You know,
COVID. It happened because of COVID.
Well, philosophical difference.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Alaska side. They like it how it is.
Yeah.
The Canada side, they want longer rest stops.
Yeah.
Pit crews.
Yeah.
And where there's no, this.
Well, what I think Canada wants is it to be more like the Iditarod, right? They want it to be more Iditarod-ish. They want it more publicized. They want more this, more that. The Yukon Quest, people run the quest because it's not the Iditarod.
Exactly.
People run the quest. Like, if you ever go talk to Alan Moore or Ali Zirkel or any of those mushers from like Two Rivers who have done the quest is the quest, and it's a special race. Hugh Neff used to say, you know, he likes running the Yukon because it's quiet. You don't have people, you know, running the Iditarod. You've got snow crews and you've got drones and you've got helicopters chasing you down the trail. You know, you're never truly alone. But with the Yukon Quest, the one thing he loved was that you actually are alone. It's you, your dogs, and the trail. And that's what makes it special. So they don't want it to be like the Iditarod. And I get that. The Iditarod is its own beast.
Yeah.
Let the Iditarod be the Iditarod. Let the Yukon Quest be the Yukon Quest. You know, I mean, the Kuskokwim is the Kuskokwim.
The difference between NASCAR and, say, F1.
Yeah, there you go.
NASCAR and Indy.
Yeah, they all have their own places.
Yeah.
You know, dirt track racing versus pavement racing. It's everything's got its place. So hopefully maybe Canada and Alaska can see eye to eye again. If not, well, hey, we've got a hell of a race here. We've got a couple hell of a races.
Are they racing over there still?
Mm-hmm.
They do
their own races over there.
So we got two Yukon 1000, two Yukon.
Yeah, I don't know what Canada does specifically, but yes, there are. There's the Canada half, and there's the and they're like operating on two different Facebook pages now too. There's like the Yukon Quest Canada page, and then there's our Yukon Quest page, and it's weird. I don't know. Blame Canada.
How's the school board doing?
It's doing. It's quiet. You know, not much I can say right now. It's very quiet. I've got a shadow board that's doing everything. So it's, I'm just kind of over here twiddling my thumbs, waiting for our next meeting, which is tomorrow. Not a lot on our agenda. We do have a meeting with our lawyers, so that'll be interesting. We go into executive session for that, so I have no idea what it's about. So that'll be tomorrow, and I'll get surprised with that. I just would like it if I had more information. You know, I get asked all the time, what's going on? How's things? What's happening? What can we help with? I don't know. They keep me in the dark. All I know is that we have a massive budget deficit coming, and we're getting ready to do a bunch of work sessions on it. So my focus is on the budget. I'm trying to fix it, the mess that we have given ourselves.
Self-imposed,
you know, years of mismanagement, then negotiation contracts, and it's... Here we are. We're crossing that bridge that I got told that we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Well,
You're
here we
bridge.
Are.
You're
we're
at the bridge
and we're trying to cross
and,
it.
And the tollman is going to exact a high price.
Oh, a big time high price. It'll be interesting to see how this legislative session goes. I'm hearing a lot of things coming out of Juneau, and they're, I don't know, override is not far fetched.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm leaning no too, but it's not far-fetched to think that it's being considered. And tomorrow's start session.
The Senate would do it, the House?
Probably not.
Not so much.
Yeah, I think that's where we are, right? You got the Senate who's saying yes, you got the House who's saying no.
And what's happening is the House is saying payback to
Yeah.
He said, hey, look, you guys rough-shotted everything last year.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Well, and I think that that's also where the house will be like, too. Like, the house is going to go, you guys came to us right before session ended and said, here it is. This is what you get. Done deal. We're gone.
Yep.
And then you left the building. Elvis has exited the building. You gave the house no choice but to pass what you had. So they did. And, yeah, you could be right. This could be the payback. This could be the K. No.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, of course.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. I have Nick Nugent with me tomorrow. Going to be a little bit of history about some pilots.
Ooh.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.